The APSA Business Agility Series is proudly brought to you by APSA. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.
Good evening and welcome to episode 2 of the APSA Business Agility Series right here on IFM, the sound of your life. And tonight on the line, I have Dr. Mandy Salia. She's from Spice and Partners Radiologists. So Mandy, can you maybe tell us a little bit more about yourself, maybe a bit more about your business, your background?
I'm a radiologist at Spice and Partners in Life Rose Park Hospital in Bloemfontein. I've been working here for about 7 years, but the practice is a lot older. I think it's started in the 80s, so it's a well-established practice.
As radiologists, what kind of services do you render to the public?
Basically general radiology for the hospital. We're in Rose Park Hospital, so that will include x-rays, mammography, CT and MRI scans, as well as the service to the theatres in the hospital where they do screening.
All right. So Mandy, the COVID-19, the pandemic did impact everybody. Can you maybe tell us how it impacted your business?
Well, in April, we were all very worried because we saw a lot of less patients than we used to. So the turnover was a lot less. And I think that was everybody's concern with all the restrictions in movement and also with, I think in every aspect of life, everything was restricted. And people were scared to come to hospital with, you know, the normal complaints. And so that was a worry, but it got better. And I think then just in general, the staff was worried about getting the COVID-19 infection. So there was a lot of stress and tension at work. When everybody stayed at home, we were still working because hospitals still, you know, everything's continuing, the emergencies and so forth.
All right. So what are some of the key changes you made to your business to survive the time?
Well, in the beginning, we only had a few of the staff at work. But later, when we were full staff again, I think basically it's just the measurements we take to prevent infection and, you know, not to contract any infection from people. But I think that is maybe something we do anyway. So we just had to refocus our attention on that and infection control in the hospital. And I think it's actually going quite well at the moment. People that do get ill usually contract the infection from outside, not in the hospital. So I think it's actually quite a safe environment at the moment.
Dr. Mandy Salia from Spice and Partners Radiologists, right here on OFM, the sound of your life, and the APSA Business Agility Series. When we come back, we'll find out how APSA supported her during these difficult times. Welcome back to the Business Hour with me, Cyril Fulyun, and we are busy with your APSA Business Agility Series, Episode 2, speaking to Dr. Mandy Salia from Spice and Partners Radiologists. So Mandy, with COVID-19, things were really difficult and are really difficult for a lot of businesses. So can I maybe ask you what APSA did to help you during these difficult times?
Well, they gave a lot of advice. We never had to apply for payment relief. I think we were in a good position to begin with at the start of the COVID pandemic, basically. But they did give a lot of advice. You know, we've got a lot of salaries we need to pay and bonuses and everything. So they were always available and called them chronically to get advice on how to manage those type of things.
All right. So can you maybe tell us who advised you through this time, who helped you out at APSA?
Well, we use APSA Wealth, so we talked a lot to Rihanna White, the first person that I could contact when we need some advice.
So, Mandy, you know, what type of practical tips can you maybe give to other business people of how to adapt during these difficult times?
Oh, it is. I don't think there's tips that will apply to everyone, but I think the main tip is if you're worried about your business financially, to get advice early and not wait until it's too late. I think APSA has been doing giving us financial advice for a while, and they know that business, so they can give advice. So I think that is basically the main tip that I can give that will apply to everybody.
So APSA also recently launched a TV campaign, you know, all about We Do More So You Can. You know, when you think of your business, you know, what does I can mean for you?
Well, technology basically, if you look at radiology. So I think for us it means that we can do everything that any other big practice in Johannesburg or even overseas can do. So we can, you know, do anything that we our minds do.
Somebody also, just lastly, you know, how can our listeners find you guys? What's the best option?
Well, we in Life Rosebark Hospital. We actually do have a website as well. Peace and Partners, a website that you can get some information. But we are on the internet, and you can just phone. We've got a lot of girls at reception that's standing by to answer calls and questions about procedures and examinations. Probably best would be just to Google Spes and Partners.
Dr. Mandy Salier from Spes and Partners Radiologists. Do stay tuned to Absa Business Agility Series right here on IFM, The Sound of Your Life. When we come back, we will be speaking to Mr. Alex Kennedy, Regional Head Wealth, Central Region for Absa. Welcome to IFM, The Sound of Your Life. And on the line, we've got Mr. Alex Kennedy, Regional Head Wealth, Central Region. On the line, how are you, Alex?
Cyril, I'm very good, and it's a pleasure to join you today.
So a little bit earlier, we spoke to Dr. Mandy Salier from the company Spes and Partners Radiologists. Can I maybe ask you, you know, what can you maybe tell us about the client?
So Cyril, Dr. Salier, as you've indicated, is a partner with Spes and Partners Radiologists in Bloemfontein. And in 2017, Dr. Salier had an opportunity to become a partner at Spes and Partners, and that's where we were able to facilitate that by assisting her with providing facilities to acquire shares in order to become a partner in that business.
What specific role did you guys play?
So Dr. Salier approached us to look at the possibilities for funding, to acquire funding to purchase the shares. And in that regard, we looked at her requirements and the transaction that she was wanting to enter into. And fortunately, we're able to come up with a funding model that, on the one hand, enabled her to achieve the aim of acquiring the shares in the business, and in a manner that suited her particular needs and her particular requirements.
Then, Alex, Absa RBB, you know, you guys are busy with a campaign, We Do More So You Can. Can you maybe elaborate on that? Tell us more about the campaign itself?
Certainly, Cyril. In the wealth business in particular, you know, in the case of Dr. Salier, we've spoken about an instance where we've provided funding to a client. So certainly we look at providing credit facilities to our clients. But in addition to that, we provide an extensive range of banking services, investment management services, estate planning, trust planning, and so forth. So when you look at that holistically, you find that from a client's point of view, there's a package, if you will, of essential services that meet the client's needs.
Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil.
The Absa Business Agility Series was proudly brought to you by Absa. We do more so you can. That's Africanacity.